This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati's News and Entertainment Weekly City Beat released its 21st annual Best of Cincinnati issue today. Each year, City Beat readers and staff pick what they consider to be the best of the tri-state, the people, places, and things that add to the vitality and character of our region in hundreds of different categories. And joining us to discuss this year's Best of Cincinnati issue are City Beat publisher Tony Frank, editor-in-chief Danny Cross, and arts and culture editor Stephen Rosen. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Steve, Danny, and Tony, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Tony, how's it feel after all these years that the Best of Cincinnati is still going so strong?
It's exciting. You know, it's there's a lot that goes into it. And the fact that this is the 21st year and the largest Best of Cincinnati we've ever produced it feels really good. So
yeah, they just keep getting bigger and bigger each year, don't they?
They do. Every year the bar is set and we have to go higher each year. So it's 168 pages out on newsstands today.
Yeah, and that compared to the original, which I think Danny was, if I read right, was around 40 pages back in 1997.
Yeah, something like that. Last year we compared it because we were about 8 pages shorter last year and we were kind of just looking at how it had grown over the years.
And it just keeps growing and growing. Well, why do you think it's had such staying power?
You know, I think that the City Beat brand is a very credible brand in this market. The Best of Cincinnati, that's what it's called. So that brand as well is very powerful and has a lot of equity. And it's reader generated. The polls are... You know, there's reader vote, public vote. So the Cincinnati votes, Greater Cincinnati votes and recognizes these businesses and then we release them. So we give them the platform to recognize and then, you know, we're just as excited to see the results as everybody else. We get them a little earlier, obviously, but, you know, it's exciting for us to see who wins because we don't have any say in who wins those results. So
they came out today. How long have you known the results?
What's that? Probably about a month. Yeah, right around the month.
How many people vote in this? You have any idea?
This year there was over 800,000 votes. Now we have
800,000?
800,000 votes. And there's multiple categories, so that doesn't necessarily mean unique voters, but multiple categories. There's over 300 categories that people can vote in. You know, we list the top three in each category, but it was a record-setting number of votes. As technology has changed and advanced, you know, it's a lot easier for people to get the word out and spread and share the voting buttons and website to rally and get people to vote. But it's, you know, it grows every year, and we're really thrilled that it's out today, and we've already received a lot of great feedback. So.
The magazine kind of breaks down to, we've got the 300 reader poll questions or categories, and then we end up with around 300 staff picks also. So that's the part where the editorial side comes in to come up with what we recall as the best or most interesting things from the past year. And I think that's another reason why it has the staying power that it does. I remember the second year when my co-editor, Maya Zumo, and I were going to write the intro. Or we were starting the project, and we were like, well, how are we going to come up with this again? We just did this 9 months ago. It turned out it wasn't very hard because there are so many new businesses and new things people are doing in the arts and music, theater, shops, neighborhood changes, that if you just think back on the cool things that happened and how things are changing and even spend a little bit of time thinking about what makes certain neighborhoods or things great in the city, it just kind of comes together, even though we do keep making it bigger.
And speaking from the art side, I think one reason we're getting quite a few votes and increasing number of votes, clearly people are going out and doing more. It shows some of the vitality of the arts and culture scene in Cincinnati. You see quite a few number of votes, a large number of votes for different museum exhibits, for different concerts at the symphony or the opera or specialty movies. It shows that people are really being active out there, and it's reflected in the number of votes.
Steve, what's the process like when the staff sits down and creates its categories and its picks in the categories? What's that whole process like?
Well, I'm involved with the arts and culture primarily. For the staff selections for arts and culture, there are about 10 freelancers. I send out a message to them asking, what ideas do you have? There are some who just follow theater, some who just follow art. And then they all send in, say, a list of 10 to 15 ideas each. And then everybody, we all at City Beat, go through them, look at them, see if we've agree with it, if we think that there are some arts organizations or some type of activities that need more balance. And then we'll come up generally with a list of about 60 or so and reassign them mostly to the people who first suggested them.
How long does this take? When do you start on this, the staff picks?
The whole process starts in around November. That's mostly building the ballot. The ballot goes live in January, which is when we should have the staff picks moving and starting to be assigned. That takes 6 or 8 weeks to get them all back. We usually do another round of them to fill them out. In the meantime, we've got to fact check, edit, all of these things. So our poor copy editor, Emily, thank you. She's checking the 1,000 names that are in the results and copy editing, I don't know how many words, but 300 picks, it's tens of thousands. So like Steve said, we've got 60 in that category. Food is huge. Shopping is very big. So there's definitely a lot that goes into it.
And I'd imagine that the delivery drivers, this is a little bit of a tough time for them with the issue being 160 pages plus this year?
Yeah. So instead of getting, you know, the same amount of copies in each, you know, stand or rack, or there's only maybe 15 that fit now because it's literally five issues combined into one issue. So that means they have to go and restock. Wednesday, they're going to be out. Thursday, they're restocking. Friday, they're restocking. We want the public to be able to access them. They work very, very hard to make this happen.
So, yeah, how popular are these, Tony?
They fly. You know, it's one of those things where the restocking, as I mentioned, is they people want them. Business owners want to know, you know, family, friends want to go grab and look at their, you know, their son or friend whose business was recognized. And throughout the year, honestly, we produce an overrun of these as well. And throughout the year, we get organizations calling us saying, hey, we have so-and-so coming into town and we want them to know the Best of Cincinnati. Do you guys have your Best of Cincinnati issue that we could stick in their welcome bags or, you know, or just to have out on their, you know, coffee tables when people enter, because they know it's done in a very, you know, credible way. And it's a very unique piece, especially with the staff picks. The staff picks are some of my favorites, you know, just because it lends, you know, more... there's more opportunity for others to get recognized who may not pop up in some of the other categories just because they don't have that traction yet. And, you know, this is one of them that popped in my head was Fat Ben's Bakery has these adult Pop-Tarts, and that's in the issue. And it's a really great picture in the issue and, you know, something that I think, you know, the public will be excited to see and respond to, so...
The magazine really does serve as like a reference material. If you sat it on the coffee table, you could use it when you are trying to plan on what to do on the weekend, either from the top three lists in the voter categories and top tens that are in there, or by flipping through, and like Tony described, the more quirky and smaller, interesting things that you can find out from the staff picks that you won't find in some city guide or something like that.
Well, quirky. What was the most quirky category, you think?
Well, the Pop-Tarts is pretty good.
Pop-Tarts is pretty good. That's hard to talk.
There's one best bird in a retail shop. It was Frame Shop.
Bird in the Frame Shop.
There's a photo of the bird, which really doesn't have that much to do with, doesn't have anything to do with what they do there. But there's a picture of a bird. If you go into Frame Shop, you can see the bird, I guess. Apparently, it flew out the door after a police officer who was chasing a suspect on Main Street. So I think this was kind of like from the Confederacy of Dunces come to life. I learned that from reading the staff pick. So that would be one, I guess.
Yeah. And we also have picks that I feel quite a few people will just be discovering by reading about because they're relatively small things. For instance, we have Best Library Where Talking is Encouraged. It's a relatively new library called the Play Library that's stocked with toys and games and encourages parents to bring their children in, perhaps play with a game with them there or take something home. And it's a beautiful place, and they just opened a permanent location in Over the Rhine after a successful pop-up gallery last year. So that's the kind of place I think a lot of people will look at and say, wow, what an unusual and innovative idea. I didn't know this existed. Let's go see it and try it. And there's many more like that.
Yeah, we also get people who say, now everybody knows about it. CityBeat, thanks. That was the secret of Cincinnati, you know. one of my favorites, it's a staff pick. And I know that, you know, it's a unique option in Cincinnati, even before the staff pick, because my wife makes me go there the third Sunday of every month. But Newbury Brothers Coffee in Newport, third Sunday of every month is when they're open, and they have some of the best croissants and cinnamon rolls, and people go there and they wait in line, and it's people from Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. That's a staff pick, and I feel like that line is going to get a little longer after today. So,
What surprises you the most about doing this? Is it the reaction that you get from people when they see their business or their name or their favorite place in there?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, like I mentioned, people know what CityBeat is and what we stand for, and that brand has a lot of equity in, and so when they're recognized, we get emails from people saying, you don't know how much this means to me. And you can see the emotion in the email. You really can. It means a lot to people to be recognized, and they're very, very proud, and they should be.
And conversely, does anybody ever give you grief over your picks?
Yeah, we get a lot of that. Unfortunately, you know, with 1,000 people being recognized, that's a lot, but there's thousands on the other side of that aren't recognized, and not that they don't deserve it as well. But it's the process, and you know, we don't control that. But of course, there's going to be people that are disappointed.
So sometimes, Dan, you get a phone call, and they say, why wasn't I picked? Why didn't I win this?
Yeah, well, over the years, we've tried to do what we can to avoid some of that. We break out categories into chain and non-chain, because early on, someone would be upset that a chain restaurant won Best of Cincinnati in some category. So in certain places where there are a lot of chains in the chili or pizza, we'd separate those out. So we don't get as many complaints as we used to. And, you know, like Tony said, it's not the most scientific thing from our end. We didn't rank these things. It's not CityBeat's ranking, but because it's a reader poll. So we don't get as much grief as usual, but people are going to dispute the findings no matter how they come out.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us to discuss this year's Best of Cincinnati issue are CityBeat publisher Tony Frank, editor-in-chief Danny Cross, and arts and culture editor Stephen Rosen. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Tony, what do you think it says about Cincinnati that you come up with like 300 categories? What do you think it says about Cincinnati that you can do that?
You know, I think it's what everybody knows. Cincinnati is a very cool city. It's a great place to live, work, and play, honestly. And, you know, people are proud to say they're from Cincinnati and to bring visitors in and to recruit new employees in. And it's the city is more vibrant than ever before. And, you know, we've been here since 94, and we're just happy to be in that a small part of it and in that conversation. So
I think you can tell in this issue in the past few years that it reflects some type of change from the sort of self-defeating, mopey town we might have felt like 15 years ago. I do think that has changed, and this magazine shows that. They're really, like I said, it's not hard to fill this out when One reason is because of the experts that we have who write for us, from our staffers to the freelancers, like Steve described. We've got, you know, 8 people on our staff that are working on this, and then another 20 contributing, and they just really know what's going on in town. So we're connected to those things, and it's easy to reflect back to people what's happening in town.
And Steve, you were saying that you look at this as a sign that our arts community is vital.
Yes. It's amazing. As I think about it, some of the same arts events that we chose have gotten national, even international attention. We picked the opera Fellow Travelers that Cincinnati Opera produced last year as one of the highlights of the Cincinnati art scene, and that's been praised internationally. We picked the Photo Focus photography exhibition in multiple venues, and I see art magazines actually bringing in people to come and witness that. So it's a sign that the arts community here, the arts activities, are really gaining quite a national and international reputation, and it's a sign of what's going on. It's reflected both in terms of what we're choosing in the staff picks, but also what the readers are selecting, because they're going to a lot of these events, recognizing the quality and voting for them.
Who are some of the other winners in the arts category, Steve?
Well, in the readers categories, well, Cincinnati Art Museum, their exhibition for the Van Gogh that they put together themselves was chosen. The best art gallery was the 21C Museum Hotel, which has a constantly rotating collection of art. Artworks, murals have become quite a major attraction and activity in the last few years. And the new one called Cincinnati Toy Heritage that's downtown honors the legacy of some of the toy manufacturers in Cincinnati has really got quite a number of votes from readers. It also got a staff pick. And just working downtown, not far from that mural, I see the groups go by and stop and look at it and try to identify the different toys. So clearly that was a deserving winner.
The artwork mural was actually a category. It was a new category this year that we looked at it and said, there's so many great murals. Let's have the public vote. What's the favorite? That was a new category this year.
And you just seem to be able to keep coming up with these new categories. I mean, you've got your the ones that are always in there, but you seem to come up with some new ones to keep this whole thing fresh every year.
You have to. I think we were looking back, and in the first best of, we had a